Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know what time it is? Power of power. Let's get it going.
Yeah. We're going to get the church crunk on this one. Gonna be dancing in the aisles on this one.
Yeah,
gonna have to take your heels off of this one. Anointed truth.
Spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
Spirit make you move your feet. Better move your feet,
better move your feet.
The spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been chosen.
The
spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
The spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet,
better move your feet.
The spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Why?
I'm like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chosen. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the floor up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent.
Independent?
So we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from the beginning. They think we dealing the way we live. And the only thing we giving is deliverance.
Yeah.
I got that word, I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking, I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan, he's the mastermind. He told me it's my time and then he gave me mine. Man,
this spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head.
You better bob your head,
this spirit make you move your feet.
You better move your feet,
better move your feet.
The spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been chosen.
If
the spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
The spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
The spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chosen. I enter in his courts with praises. You just praying, but what is you saying? My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't beat God given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel this. My ghost writer's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I say rep in Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face. You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need to hook the engine. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need to hook the engine.
Amen, amen, amen. We want to give God the glory and the praise on tonight. When the Spirit tell you to move, you better move. Glory to God on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in to more Good and Hour of Power. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. You know, First Lady is most definitely in the building. And joining us later on will be Apostle Curry. Amen. Over there on the West Coast. And we're going to get this party started on this evening. Praise God. Once again, we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Let's go ahead and go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight. Lord, we want to ask that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty, mighty way on tonight. And we thank you, Lord, for everything you're about to say, everything you're about to do, all the revelation knowledge you're about to drop into our hearts, our minds, and our souls. We eternally praise you for it on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to let you know, Lord, that we adore you. Hallelujah. That we praise you. That we magnify you. Lord, that we love you. love you. Lord, that we appreciate you. Lord, that there is none other above you. Hallelujah, Lord. We just want you to know you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, Lord. And yes, we will bow down to your name. Hallelujah. Every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess. Hallelujah, that you are Lord. Hallelujah, and we thank you on tonight. We praise you on tonight. We magnify you. Lord, we want to bow, we want to rebuke, and we want to cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And once again, we thank you. We magnify you, and we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We want to thank everybody for calling in, everybody for tuning in. This is More Than an Hour of Power. I'm your host, the Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince, is in the building. Glory to God. And the apostle will be joining us, hallelujah, later on. And we invite everybody on the line, praise God. Everybody that calls in tonight, everybody on our social media outlets, amen, we encourage you to be a part of the conversation on tonight. As you know, on Fridays when we open up the floors, hallelujah, amen, for questions, comments, hallelujah, amen, anything God has put on your heart, amen, praise God, any question you might have about anything you've heard, hallelujah, this would be the opportunity, this would be the time, this would be the day to do so, praise God, hallelujah. They're not going to let you talk in church, praise God, hallelujah. They say they don't want the women to talk, but they don't want nobody to talk but them, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. But we want to open up the floor on tonight, hallelujah, for each and everybody to participate, amen, to comment, to ask questions, amen, to put in your two cents. Praise God. A lot of people say, amen, we don't need your two cents. Praise God, hallelujah. But if I only got 98 cents, that 2 cents will give me a whole dollar. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Maybe you didn't catch what I'm saying. I'm saying I may got 98% of what I need. Praise God. You might got that other 2% that I need, hallelujah, to tip the scales. Praise God, to put me right in alignment, to make me 100. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just thank God on tonight, and we want you to know your opinion is valued, hallelujah, here, or More Than an Hour of Power. Praise God. Hallelujah. But, of course, we got to open up with a scripture first. Praise God, hallelujah. Y'all know I'm going to Psalms 100. Praise God, hallelujah. And it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his high and holy word on tonight. Praise God. This scripture, Psalms 100, was written by, we all know, King David. Praise God. One of the people in the Bible, amen, that God, amen, just adored. Hallelujah. He said he's a man after my own heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. And one thing David knew how to do is give God the praise. One thing David knew how to do is give God the glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. He had a variety of talents, but if it was one thing he excelled at, hallelujah, it was praising God, and not only that, telling you and instructing you, hallelujah, to praise God. Look how he starts off. He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. First, he's telling you, when you come into the presence of God, hallelujah, how you supposed to sound. Praise God, hallelujah. All too many times, we come into the presence of God the wrong way. Hallelujah, praise God. We come in depressed. Hallelujah, amen. We come in down. Hallelujah, we come in worried. We come in anxious. Praise God, hallelujah. And the Lord says, if you understood that all things are working together to your good, hallelujah, amen, you would not come in with that attitude. Praise God, you wouldn't wake up with that attitude. When you felt that attitude coming on, you would rebuke. Hallelujah, and cast away that feeling. You would cast away that emotion because you realize I'm in control. Hallelujah. You realize I'm making it work all to your good. You wouldn't get angry. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you come to God angry because people have been lying on you. Hallelujah. People have been slandering your name. Hallelujah. People have betrayed you. But he said, I will make your enemies your footstool. See, in order to have a footstool, you have to have an enemy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, we want all the good things that come with a blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want all the good things that come with the blessing. We want the things that make us feel good. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God that come with being blessed. Hallelujah. But we don't want, hallelujah, the other side of what it is to be blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't want the other side of what it means to be blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. Every time we are blessed, it's some good. Hallelujah. Amen. But some bad comes with it. Hallelujah. Every time you are praised, somebody is going to hate you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every time you make more money, amen, the price of everything is going to go up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Every time you add a new luxury in your life, with that luxury comes a bill. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, you can get the new Tahoe. Hallelujah. Amen. You can go get you a Hummer if you want. You can go get you a Suburban. Hallelujah. But gas. You got to put gas in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With every positive, there comes a negative. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Jay-Z had a song. He said, amen, flowers need water to grow. It got to rain. Hallelujah. And every time a baby is born, somebody's slain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every time somebody dies, amen, every time somebody born, somebody dies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want the sun to shine all the time, but amen, we don't like rainy days. Remember, Darul had a song, oh, Lord, them rainy days, hallelujah. Him and Mary, them rainy days. We don't like them rainy days, glory to God, hallelujah. But without the rain, hallelujah, amen, praise God, we wouldn't have water to drink. We wouldn't have flowers, hallelujah, amen, praise God. We wouldn't have water to bathe with, amen, praise God, because we need the water. Hallelujah. It may have messed up your plans. It may have messed up your day. Glory to God, hallelujah, but it is needed. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we need to change our attitude. Praise God. We need to understand, hallelujah, the cycles of life are going to happen. Praise God. The cycles of life, people get sick. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Things happen. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. And we need to understand that everything happens for a reason.
Yes,
and when we understand that everything happens for a reason, we can come before the throne of grace with a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And then he instructs, amen, in verse 1, hallelujah, we got to give God a joyful noise, but then who? Because we'll tell somebody, you can't praise God. You don't even go to church. Glory to God. But David said, all ye lands. Hallelujah. All ye lands, no matter where you from. Hallelujah, no matter where you at, no matter what your background, hallelujah, you are instructed to give honor and praise to the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God, hallelujah. You are not exempt from this, because some people might tell you exempt. Hallelujah, amen. Some people might say you done did too much. It might be you telling yourself that. Hallelujah, amen. You might be discouraging yourself, telling yourself that you are not worthy, that God don't want to hear your praise. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God on tonight. But I'm here to tell you tonight, God was more impressed by the centurion soldier than he was of all of Israel. And the centurion soldier wasn't saved.
Mm.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And he says, surely I tell you today, amen, that many will come from the east and the west to eat at the table with Abraham. Glory to God. He said, I ain't seen this much faith in all of Israel.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, don't you know
on.
If you is out there listening to me and you is out there in the world and you is out there not living right, if you begin to give God praise and honor him in your life, God will pick you up. Hallelujah. He will change you. He will turn you around. He will bring you out of whatever you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But why? Because you thankful. Somebody out there thankful that you was in them streets and you didn't get shot down. Hallelujah. You was in the drive-by. You was at the place. Hallelujah. Praise God. You was right there. Hallelujah. You should have got shot. You should have got stabbed. Hallelujah. Somebody should be in jail tonight. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And you don't want to give him the glory. You don't want to give him the praise. Hallelujah. That's why people go get saved, because they look back over their life and they see, God spared me. So I'm going to praise him. I'm going to magnify him. I'm going to lift him up, even if the people in church don't want me to, even if they tell me I'm dressed wrong. Hallelujah, praise God. Even if they tell me, hallelujah, my hair ain't right. Hallelujah, praise God. Even if they're telling me this, that, and the other thing. Hallelujah, if it ain't right, I'm going to tell you this, God's going to get it right. Hallelujah, but first I got to submit. I got to get down on my knees. I got to give him the glory. I got to give him the praise. I got to magnify him, glory to God. Because if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, hallelujah, and seek my face, then I will heal from heaven. Then I will heal the land. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. We need to humble ourselves and magnify the Lord. Hallelujah on tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We need to give God some praise. Hallelujah. We need to give God, hallelujah, the glory. Hallelujah, because he is truly worthy on tonight. Praise God. Once again, we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in, more than an hour of power. This is open mic night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you got something, amen, to say, amen, or you have a question, if you have a comment, if you, hallelujah, got something God put on your heart on tonight, praise God, this would be the opportunity to do so. Praise God. If you're out there on the social media outlets, amen, hit that number on your screen. Call in. Hallelujah. Put it in the comments, amen, and we'll put it on the floor. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe my brother in Christ is already on the line. Apostle Eldon Curry, praise God, representing the committee, Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God over there on the West Coast. Glory to God.
Yes.
Los Angeles,
yes.
California is in the building on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for my brother. Amen. I believe you wanted to start us off tonight. You had a topic, Apostle.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Praise God, everybody. Amen. To all the saints of the Most High God. Amen. Giving honor to God tonight. Amen. To my dear, dear brother. Amen. Amen. From another mother. Amen. The Prince of Preachers. Amen. Elder Andre Pro. Prevost, amen. We thank God tonight, him and his first lady, amen. Amen. God had put some on my heart tonight, amen. And I wanted to go there tonight concerning what's going on with them making it lawful to have an abortion. Amen. When they had made it unlawful, they turned around Biden and his crew, I'm going to call it, Biden and his crew went in there and did some overturning, and he put an executive order out concerning abortion. How many know that murder in any form is against the laws of the Almighty God? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
And abortion is murder. Let's not take this lightly, because God is looking at America. And she don't know it yet, but God finna strike her in a way that she's not going to be able to recover. How many know that God has a limit for what he'll tolerate? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And that's why the Bible says, God says, in the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because you don't know when that might be the last time God has sent a warning to you before he sends the destruction to you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so we got to look at, I want to look at tonight what is really going on with this abortion thing. And why this is so important for this to go on. Come on here, somebody. It's a lot behind it, more than what we know and more than what we see. But if you got your spiritual eyes on, then God is showing you that this ain't just natural. This is more spiritual than natural. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because this is a slap in God's face. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, it is.
And then the first thing that women want to say is, it's my body. I can do what I want.
No, you can't.
Anybody tell me what to do with my own body? Well, let's look at what the Word of God has to say about that. Because I believe the Word of God has something different to say about that. Because the Word of God says that we have been bought with a price. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So if you've been bought with a price, then that means that we are not our own. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you're serving two powers. Either you serving Yahshua, or either you serving the devil. But no one is able to do what they want to do. Come on here, somebody.
Right.
How many know there's rules and regulations everywhere you go? Nobody can do what they want to do.
Amen.
But somebody might say, well, I'm in my own house. I can do what I want to do. You still got rules and regulations in your house. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. There are still things that you cannot do that you might want to do because of someone else having control. See, we can't do what we want to do until we have full control. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that the only one that has full control of everything is God himself?
Amen.
But I want to look at why Biden was so eager to get this thing overturned, him and that vice president he got. It's a whole lot of wickedness going on, y'all.
Yes, it is.
And you can look at them and see the wickedness in their eye. Come on here, somebody. If your spiritual eyes is open, you can see them demons. Come on here, somebody. That ain't them talking. Those are spirits talking through them. Come on here, somebody. Those are demons. Come on here, somebody. The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal. This decision is spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Stay with me tonight, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Well, somebody might say, well, it's not a life. Well, we beg to differ tonight because Jeremiah chapter 1, the Lord said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
That's right. That's what he said.
So you mean to tell me that God is having a conversation with a fetus in the womb?
Yes.
He told Jeremiah, before you were even formed, before I even allowed you to come into your mother's womb, I already knew you.
Well,
and so since God is saying that the fetus has the ability, hallelujah, to hear him and to communicate with him, then that makes that fetus alive. Come on here, somebody. And the Bible says that no one will be guiltless who shed innocent blood. So I'm just saying tonight, amen, before you rejoice over abortion, just realize God is saying murder is murder, and it will be accounted for. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody want to add any more to this thing? Hallelujah. I feel the Spirit of God beginning to get into this thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. This is Elder Prevost. Praise God.
Amen.
And I totally agree with you, Apostle. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the lie that the devil tells us, that this is my body. My body belongs to me. I can do what I want with my body. It's my body. It's my choice.
Yeah.
Once you sign yourself over to God, hallelujah, it's God's body. The Bible says we are his people. We are his people. When it say his, that shows ownership.
That part.
Ownership. So if I have to, it's just like when we were slaves. We couldn't do nothing without the slave owner's consent.
Come on.
Right, that he had a set of rules. But now Jesus said, this is a different, you once was a slave to sin. Hallelujah. Mm. Now you're a slave to righteousness.
Come on here, somebody.
Praise God. So we should live righteous. That's just the bottom line. We should live righteous. And now the government, whether or not this is my thing with the government. They're a bunch of hypocrites. Praise God. Because they pass laws, they unpass laws, and they breaking the laws themselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. But us personally, we should make the personal decision to live righteous. We should not have to have a higher power other than God command us, make us do right. We should want to do right. They
absolutely
shouldn't have to make us do right. It shouldn't be in the law. It should be in us. It should be in us to want to do right. It shouldn't be, abortion shouldn't even be something we think about. That should be like a last resort, praise God. Hallelujah. No resort. That shouldn't even cross our mind. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. That's my take on it. Anybody else have any opinion on it? Praise God.
If ever there's a time for us to stand up against unrighteousness, it's right now. This whole system is wicked. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in the God we believe in. And that's why Biden is doing what he's doing, because he is being used by the devil I don't want nobody to misunderstand what I said, so let me say it again. Biden is being used by the devil to do the work of the devil. Come on here, somebody.
Man.
He don't believe in the laws of God. I even heard him say on TV, he said, I don't care if you think I am Satan reincarnated. And so for him to say that, he was given a hint of who he is. Come on here, somebody. But see, all this started behind people wanting to be like other nations. Come on here, somebody.
Right.
Now, if we be honest, y'all, which is why I love this here broadcast, because we don't hold nothing back. because the Holy Ghost won't let us. And so therefore, we don't owe no man nothing, but we dedicate ourselves to the Lord. So therefore, we are God's mouthpiece. The enemy got a kingdom set up, and Biden is the mouthpiece that the enemy is using to enforce certain things concerning this new world order. Come on here, somebody. Let me explain to y'all something tonight. Let us not fool ourselves. The Illuminati and the elite are in power. And they need certain things in order to live. In these rituals, they drink the blood of babies. They drink the blood of reptilians, of snakes, so that they can have power. Come on here, somebody. You notice how fast they went in there and switched that thing. Come on here, somebody. Because they need the blood of innocent, pure babies so they can get their power from Satan himself. Come on here, somebody. So they didn't want those abortions to stop because that's how they getting their energy. Anybody going to flow with me tonight? But the truth is the truth, and the light is the light. Come on here, somebody. Let me go in a little deeper. The whole assignment of abortion is to eliminate us as an African people.
That's right.
They don't want us to exist. But now the hidden agenda is that they're using the fetus and the bones of these babies. And they putting them in the food. They putting them in the drink. Amen. They are using them to also eat themselves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because they eat baby. They eat people too. Amen. That's why we got to be careful. Come on here, somebody.
Cannibals.
Yeah, we are dealing with demonic forces. Come on here, somebody. That's why God is telling us to put on the whole armor of God. Come on here, somebody. That we may be able to stand. These people who are being used by the devil don't care about the things of God. And they don't care about the people of God. Come on here, somebody. So now if we're going to stand, this seemed like to me the perfect time for us to stand and come together. Come on here, somebody. But how many of us going to be bold enough to really, amen, look at the truth of this thing for what it really is? Come on here, somebody. We need to stop praying for the government because I can't read nowhere where Yahshua prayed for it. Come on here, somebody. How many know that if the tree is wicked, that you got to cut that tree down from the root? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And how many know that this whole thing is wicked? I'm looking at how many of us are rejoicing that it got overturned. when the whole thing is to kill us off and knock us off the planet. Come on here, somebody. But then what they weren't looking for is that more of them started having abortions than us. Come on here, somebody. But the whole agenda is still to wipe us out and to destroy us off the planet. That's why, beloved, we got to come together and bind this demon that is working through the government. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Beloved, this is a move that's going to bring down the wrath of God. The wrath is coming just when he said it's going to come. Because next year will be the year of God's judgment. Yes, sir, I'll say that. It's going to be hard to find anybody saved by next year. Ooh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Because so many people are going to take the mark of the beast. Because God is allowing this to happen to separate us from the devil's children. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But we got to stand in prayer because what Ephesians 6 says, for we wrestle not what? Against flesh and blood. This ain't flesh and blood. These are demons. These are spirits that have been assigned by the devil himself to take over the world. What do you think the Bible says that Satan is the god of this world? Small g. But let me tell you something. He still ain't more powerful than the Almighty God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
We have got to do something concerning this abortion thing.
Amen.
Has God been speaking to anybody else concerning why they are so keen on wanting abortion to take place? Now notice what Biden said. He said, as long as I'm president, abortion will stand. Woo! God, that my son, that double shit.
Lord, have mercy.
Okay.
If this don't tell you we in the last days, nothing else will. Come on here, somebody. Babies are not safe. We've got to do everything we can to protect our babies. Come on here, somebody.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
People don't think God's going to hold us accountable for how we instruct and protect our kids. But let me tell you something. God's going to hold us accountable. Amen. Everyone that has gotten their kids vaccinated, God's going to hold you accountable.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm just telling you what the Holy Ghost is telling me to tell you tonight. You know, Public Enemy had a song back out in the day, Don't Believe the Hype. I don't know if y'all remember that song, Don't Believe the Hype. And what they were saying, don't believe the lies of the government. Because all they feeding us is lies. How many of you have forgotten that, amen, over in John chapter 8, I believe that Yahshua says to the Pharisees, which was supposed to be the religious potentate of that time. They had the word, but they didn't have the spirit to go along with it. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Amen.
Amen.
Pharisees were doctors and lawyers. They were high potentates. But Yahshua called them children of the devil.
Yes, he did.
He said, "Ye of your father. Ye of your father, the devil." Come on here, somebody. But they was acting like they was with God, but they was really of the devil. Come on here, somebody. Child of God, there's a lot of folks right now that's acting like they with God, but they really of the devil. Since I'm already out here, amen, I might want to make somebody mad tonight. You know what? We got to stop faking the funk. Come on here, somebody. Let me just put it in layman terms. We got to stop faking the funk, because if we love God like we say we do, then we got to be for what God is for and against what God is against. We can't say we love God and then not be against what he is against. Come on here, somebody. If God is against abortion, I don't care what no president say. If God say that it's wrong, it's wrong. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We got to stop being busses around here. Amen. We talk about I love the Lord and God is my rock. Amen. God is my fortress. But when it comes down to standing up for what he stands for, amen, we become jelly back. Amen. We all of a sudden, amen, well, you know, I don't see nothing wrong with it. You don't see nothing wrong. You didn't hear what the Lord, you didn't see that in the word? Glory to God. I mean, how can you say you don't see? That's what our Kelly said. Ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. But look where he at right now, glory to God. Hallelujah. He behind bars, glory to God, with big fellas. Amen. And I bet you he wish, amen, that he had kept that song to himself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, we got to get it right.
Amen.
We got innocent babies that cannot stand up for themselves. Murder is murder. I don't care what you call it. Now, you ready to take those who commit murder to jail. But now you condoning murder through abortion. Now, my question is, whose side are you on? But I ain't really got no question, because I already know whose side you're on, because I know whose side I'm on. And you ain't on my side, because I'm on the side of the Father. I'm on the side of the Word. I'm on the side of the Holy Ghost. So, you know, they're telling me that you're not on their side. So if you're not on their side, I'm not on your side, because I'll fight against anything to fight against God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, let me put it like Joshua said. Joshua said, as for me and my house, hallelujah. He didn't speak for no other house. He said, as for me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. Come on here, somebody. We in the hour that you got to be able to talk for your house. You can't talk for your neighbor house. And you don't know where your neighbor stands. But all you can say, as for me in my house, hallelujah, I know who we gonna serve. And if you ain't down with us, glory to God, I don't know what to tell you. Because when the repercussions come, you don't need the God we serve. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Bishop. You're going to need the God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, prophet.
God gave me some today, Romans 1. He gave me Romans 1:18. And he says, God's wrath against sinful humanity. He says, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all. That's what the Lord gave me today. He said, the godliness and the wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities have entered power and divine nature has been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. So God making it plain through the prophets, and it's no excuse, he says.
Wow.
So if you don't take heed, he said his wrath will come on you.
Hallelujah. Amen, prophet.
And
amen.
That goes for the
his wrath is already here. Amen. People be turned over to a reprobated mind through that scripture, prophet, because he has revealed the truth to them.
That's right.
But they won't accept the truth as the truth.
They won't accept it. That's right. They won't accept it.
And so because they won't accept the truth, God turned them over to the lie. And he called it the lie to become the truth to them.
Yes, Lord.
And that's how they become reprobated in their mind. Because of them rejecting the truth, now God has turned them over to the lie and says, since you believe the lie so much, I'm going to let you be turned over to the lie that you believe. And now the truth will become a lie to you, and now you won't be able to get the truth at all. Come on here, somebody.
Lord.
But God has revealed it to us through nature.
That's right. He said.
So the people that try to talk about there ain't no God, okay, who made the sun?
Come on.
Because didn't no man make it?
No, he didn't.
Who made the clouds? Come on here, somebody. Didn't no man make that neither. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who made the air? Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
They ain't got an answer for that one. Hallelujah.
Mm-mm.
Who made the trees? Come on here, somebody. That you trying to cut down to make sure that there's no more of it because you want artificial. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who made the animals? Come on here, somebody. Man didn't make that.
Nope.
Come on.
So God says, I have revealed myself through nature. So you ain't got no excuse not to know who I am. Come on here, somebody.
He said, no.
Who made the water that we need to stay alive? Come on here, somebody. That y'all trying to poison to make sure that nobody have none of because they know we can't live without water. Come on here, somebody. And who gave you the authority to say we have to buy it when you didn't even make it? Come on here, somebody. Tell me, who can you give the credit to? Because you can't give it to the devil because he didn't make it. Come on here, somebody. The only thing he has the power to produce is a lie.
It's a lie. Yeah.
Come on, let's tell the truth tonight. Let's take the gloves all the way off, not halfway off. If y'all not of the devil, why y'all can't stop lying to us?
Come on, Bishop.
If you got any God in you that's of heaven, you would tell the truth. And at least some of the time, at least you would try to tell. You ain't even trying to tell the truth.
Come on.
man rather believe the lie than the truth.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because his deeds are evil. Come on here, somebody.
Yep.
Thanks to God, we got to stop praying for this government.
Come on.
Instead of us praying for the government, why don't we pray for each other? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Let's put our prayers where they count. Come on here, somebody. Every time the Lord put me in your spirit, pray for me.
Pray for me.
Pray for me in the Holy Ghost. Because he know everything I need, and he knows. See, that's how our prayers going to get answered. Come on here, somebody. That's how we going to be strengthened. He said, build up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's how you'll know who's real. Amen. And that's how you know who really for you. They praying for you in the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And you're going to be able to feel their prayer as they pray for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now these preachers is praying in English. Now this ain't the time to be praying in English. It's the time to be praying in the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because he knows what I need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We fighting principalities, powers. Amen. Spiritual wickedness in high places. And we got the audacity, glory to God, to be praying, weak prayer. God said, no, pray with fire, pray with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord God, and the anointing of the Holy Ghost is upon me, and the Spirit of the Most High God is upon me. He said, the Spirit of Saul is in the White House.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, y'all didn't hear me tonight, in what the Lord is saying to us tonight. He said, the Spirit of Saul is in the White House.
Yeah, people, please. Come on, please. Mm.
He's not in there for God. He's in there for the people. Come on here, somebody. He a people pleaser. And everybody around him is in witchcraft and divination.
You can't get it on there.
Because remember, God wasn't talking to Saul. And when God wasn't talking to Saul, he went and got the witch of Endor. And he went to her for counseling. Come on here, somebody. See, when God ain't talking to you, you find other avenues. Come on here, somebody. How many of you glad that God talks to us? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody need to praise God for talking to us. Thank you, Lord, for talking to me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for talking to me, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
People talking about God ain't talking. No, he's not talking to you. Come on here, somebody. He's talking. He just ain't talking to you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, God talks to me all the time. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hey, he talks to me.
Thank you,
he walks with me. And he tells me that I'm his own. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Let me leave this alone. It's getting too good. Let's come back here. This thing that got so crazy that they had overturned the Wade versus Roe, which is how they had defined abortion as what? Illegal.
Wow.
Because they heard and they examined that decision and they decided to say, no, it's not legal. That's a life. We should have really went to praying then because, you know, we should have known that the enemy wasn't going to let that stay overturned. See, but God ain't through yet. Come on here, somebody. They think that they winning, but let me tell you what I heard straight from the Holy Ghost prayer. God is about to strike, and ain't nobody going to be able to stop it when he do. How many know that the wages of sin is death?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. That was, how many of you know that the wages of sin? America's payday is about to take place. God finna give her wages. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
But I don't think she gonna like the wages. But the gift of God is eternal life. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise for eternal life. Somebody give
Hallelujah.
God praise for the gift.
Hallelujah.
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 This abortion thing, them taking the innocent lives of babies, is not going to go unpunished. And all of you that are saying, it's my thing, I can do what I want to do, okay, it's your thing. But what you going to say when God, when you have to stand before the Almighty God, because all of us going to have to stand before him, that fetus has a right to live. God will provide if you do the right thing. God is going to honor his word. Don't be a murderer. Don't kill an innocent life that has no say-so in whether it can live or die. Glory to God. Anybody want to add anything in there while it's hot? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen, Apostle. I just wanted to put the question out there, since we're talking about abortion. Well, first of all, let me make this statement. Praise God. Hallelujah. People out there that believe in having a, how can I say it? If you don't want to get caught up in the situation, don't have sex.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Don't be out here having premarital sex. Praise God. Hallelujah. And fornicating and putting yourself in that situation to where you would have to have an abortion.
Yeah.
Praise God. And the second thing I wanted to do, I wanted to ask this question. When it comes to this point of view on abortion, and I want to hear everybody's opinion on this. Because I'm not, I don't know. I'm kind of, I guess you could say I'm on the fence on this, when it comes to like rape, victims of rape, victims of incest, things of that nature. Praise God. How do y'all feel? I know it's wrong. I know abortion, period, in the religious sense is wrong. But how do you feel about people who are raped and forced to have their rapist babies, or have their dad's baby or their uncle's kid?
It still don't matter, because that's still a murder. That's a child. And I feel like in any circumstance, don't kill the baby. Have it and give it to somebody who want a baby.
Mm.
Because in a sense, it's still murder. No matter what, how it goes, it's still murder. I watched a movie the other day. I forget the name of it. But the lady was raped, and she was a born-again. She was a believer. She was a Christian lady. And it was based on a true story. And the man had raped her. He broke in the house and raped her, and he went to jail. And her father wanted her to abort the baby. She said, I can't do that. God said, thou should not murder. Wait a minute.
Wow.
I'm on the phone. And the lady said, I'm going to have it. You know what, that lady had that baby and took that baby to see that man and told that man in prison, I forgive you for what you did. That's God.
Wow.
You got to have God to do that.
Wow.
Amen.
That's God. I watched that movie. I broke down and cried because I like that. Is that woman had to have God in her heart to do that. This man broke in your house and raped you. And she said, her father said, you should get rid. She said, no, I'm not. He said, what he did was wrong, but this is a human inside of me that's growing. I can't, this baby innocent.
Wow.
The baby didn't do anything. So I feel even if you rape, however, you cannot murder that child. That's you might be able to murder if you did. That's no excuse, God said. There's no excuse.
Wow.
So I feel like I would have it. No matter how it went down, I would have that baby. If I don't want that baby, I would give it to my family or somebody to raise it, somebody that would love it. But I wouldn't take that baby's life. Give him a chance. Give that person's baby a chance to live.
Because
God got the glory out of that. With that lady, that man did. God got the glory out of it. She didn't kill that baby. She could have listened to what everybody was saying. This is based on a true story. I watched it on YouTube. It's based on a true story. Her family was telling her to get rid of it. But she wasn't listening to that negative. She was listening to what the word of God said. Thou shalt not kill.
Come on.
So that's my opinion on it. I would not kill it. Even if I was raped or however it went, I wouldn't kill that baby. Because God had he the one make us. And he don't make ourselves. So he allowed that to happen to get the glory out of it. So look at the good that came out of it. He forgave him. The man got saved. He told the lady, forgive him. What must I do to be saved? That's what he told the woman.
Wow.
Led him to the Lord. That thing is something else. I'm going to find it so y'all can watch. It was something else to watch that. I was like, Lord, that is you doing that, because I couldn't have did it unless I know I had him in my heart. If I was saying, because that's a hard pill to take. So that's my opinion on it.
Hey, man. And you say you saw that on YouTube?
Yeah, it was on YouTube. It was based on a true story. I'm going to have to look for it. I watched it about maybe 6 months ago. And,
okay.
and the man had raped, he broke in the house and raped. It was used to our next look. I'm gonna search for it. I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna find it.
Okay,
I'm gonna search for it tomorrow too.
So the life, either way, the life is valuable. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's predestined. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else, praise God, have a comment on this subject? Amen. 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 And when the apostle was speaking, and he was talking about the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the Lord revealed something to me. I think it was last week, 2 weeks ago. The Pharisees and Sadducees ain't nothing but the Democrats and the Republicans.
That's all it is,
the Democrats and Republicans, praise God. Hallelujah. And they both claim that they know God, and they both claim to be doing the agenda of God, but I don't see anybody siding with God. But I noticed the Supreme Court, I was telling my wife this. I say, to me, this came out of nowhere. When they overturned Roe versus Wade, to me, it just like came out of nowhere. And then Clarence Thomas said, we need to go back and revisit the laws we passed on same-sex marriages.
Wow.
So I'm like, where is this coming from? Are they realizing what's going on? Have they seen, have the Supreme Court get together and say, we see the signs? And this is what happened in, I always tell people this is what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. If you read it, it'll say the judges. The judges were the one that passed these laws and allowed all this sexual promiscuity to happen.
Yeah.
Mm.
And when you do the research on it, and these are two different cities. It started with a very small group of the population, just like it did here. Remember, it was a small group. Everybody wasn't like it is now. It was a small group. But then all of a sudden they made it legal or gave them some rights in Sodom and Gomorrah, and they began to recruit people. They began to recruit. I know for a fact they recruit people. When I was working at a company, I had a homosexual guy that worked up under me. And he told me one day, he said, don't knock it till you try it. And I told him, I'm going to knock it because I don't plan to try it. So they tell me right there they recruiting people. I've had women tell me lesbians always try to recruit them. Girls always trying to recruit me. It's like a gang or something. I don't know what it is, but they trying to get you to join it. And the best way to get men to join is to send them to jail.
Mm.
And now they done passed all these laws and allowed, so they now they trying to overturn everything that caused this. They trying to overturn the 3-strike rule. They trying to overturn Roe versus Wade. They trying to overturn the gay rights because they finally see this is a nation. If people don't know, this is the New Jerusalem. When they came over here, they said just like the Jews when they took over Jerusalem, they said God sent us here, that this is our promised land. That's what they said when they came over here. God sent us here. This is our promised land. He gave us this land to have because y'all ain't been treating it right. And the Jews killed everybody that was in Jerusalem and took over the land. The Christians came over here and killed everybody that was over here, took over the land in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
Just like the Jews did it in the name of Jehovah. God told us to do this. I Am told us to do this. They came over here and did the same thing. The school, when they first started the school book was the Bible. It wasn't no math book and science book and history book. It was the Bible. That was what school was. And now we are totally reversed from what we started out being. Totally reversed from what we started out being. This was supposed to be a Christian nation. This was supposed to be where they praising God. First thing they do is go start imprisoning people and making them slaves. And everything went downhill from there.
Mm.
Praise God. It's sad when 300 years ago, the person that would be a slave becomes the president. How did you let that happen? How did you let a people that you had enslaved take over every major sporting event? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you didn't do what you said you was going to do when you came over here in the name of God. So the people that you enslaved, I'm going to have them rule over you.
Wow.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why you see a transition of power going up. Biden ain't going to be up there that long. The witch ain't going to be up there that long. We going to be shocked in the next few years. Like the man of God say, the judgment is on. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't even.
Mm.
Okay, I hear you. I don't even say this kind of on white America. Praise God. And just like in Jerusalem, I let the ones you had captive take over. The ones that you have had captive 300 years ago are getting free from the Willie Lynch spirit. Hallelujah. They getting free from all that, and they getting ready to take over a land. They built this land. Hallelujah. They cultivated this land. It's because of them that this land is what it is, because you got free labor out of them. Hallelujah. For 300 years. Hallelujah. That's why you rule the cotton industry. Praise God. Because your workers work for nothing. Hallelujah. But now those, the descendants of those workers are going to claim what's rightfully theirs. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 They are under judgment. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anytime you say God's name, he say, do not use my name in vain. Hallelujah. You claim you did all this in my name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Then why are you acting the way you acting? Hallelujah. Why are you passing laws that you know you shouldn't be passing? Why did you enslave a race of people you knew you shouldn't have enslaved? Hallelujah, in the beginning. Praise God. All this is judgment. Praise God. Mm. Hallelujah. Amen. And like the man of God said, it's our time. We need to come together. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because it's time for us to take back what's ours. Hallelujah. Amen. While they going through hell. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The generational curses are in play. Hallelujah. And he says generational blessings are in play. Hallelujah, amen. Everything the enemy, oh God, hallelujah. Praise God. Land that should have been ours. Hallelujah, amen. I just heard somebody, I forgot, somebody bought some land that they found out, amen, was a plantation they grandfather and them was on. And now they own the plantation. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. That should have been theirs in the first place. Hallelujah. Praise God. Things are transitioning right now. Hallelujah. Amen. And so the people of God got to be ready to receive. Hallelujah. We got to get ready to receive. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And we have to, like the man of God said, stand up for righteousness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can't be passive. Praise God. Too many people are being passive today. Hallelujah. Amen. And they want to stand up for the wrong things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah today. Amen. Anybody else have any comments? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some God put on your heart to say tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, I believe we've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We have to stand on the side, hallelujah, of righteousness. There's three things going on. We got religion. Hallelujah. We got politics. We got spirituality going on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And politics, amen, I don't even like getting involved in that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Religion, that ain't nothing but tradition. Praise God. Hallelujah. This, like the man of God said, this is a spiritual thing. Hallelujah. This is a spiritual thing. Amen. And it's time that we stand on the side, hallelujah, of righteousness. Amen. When somebody asks, a lot of times when somebody asks us, we don't want to give our opinion. Hallelujah. We don't want to touch that subject. We don't want to preach on that subject. We don't want to talk about that subject. Hallelujah. Because we don't want to, that's when it gets into politics. That's when it gets out of spirituality, it gets out of religion, and it gets political, because now I want your favor. I want you to like me. I don't want you not to like me. Hallelujah. So I be politically correct, and I talk around the subject, or I don't talk about the subject at all. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, if you deny me before man, I will deny you before my Father. Praise God. And when we do that, that's exactly what we do. We are denying God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We had a good topic. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we got a good understanding, praise God, of not just, everybody say it's against God, but why? Now, we got a good understanding of why, because God is the one who creates. Hallelujah. It's predestined. It's already written. He's the one forming the baby in the womb, and while he's working on forming the baby, there you are killing what he's forming. Interfering with his work. Glory
to God. Brother Andre, I found a movie. I don't want to miss telling you. It's called Loving a Bad Man.
Loving a Bad Man.
It's on Tubi. It's a young Christian woman gives birth to a baby, convict when she was raped by, and keeps the child and use her faith to lead him to God.
Amen.
Loving a bad man. Yeah, on Tubi. It's on Tubi.
All right, so everybody listening, write that down. It's on Tubi. It's called Loving a Bad Man. Praise God. If you want to, it's based on a true story. A woman who was raped had the baby. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you want to check that out, it's called Loving a Bad Man, and it's on Tubi. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead, first lady. I was
gonna say, I wonder if the law would have been overturned if it wasn't for the people protesting on social media, protesting with the people. I wonder if it would have been overturned if they were not there doing it. That's what I mean. Because the thing is, it seems to me what the people, it's what the people want.
Yeah.
Like they had the same thing going, but the people started complaining, so they had no choice but to change. That's just like how they did with Jesus. Jesus was out there doing some good. You know, they brought a complaint against Jesus, and they brought Jesus against Pilate. God brought him to Herod. Pilate was saying, I don't see no part of this man. Herod said, I don't see no fault in this man. And they was willing to let him go. But the people cried out and was like, crucify him. They wanted him crucified. And because the people cried out, probably say, go ahead with it, even though he ain't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the people hearts are weak.
That's that Saul spirit that apostle was saying that Biden got, the Saul spirit. And it's almost an election year. Praise God. And women outnumber the men. Women are the majority. And he's targeting, if y'all never noticed, Biden targets women and black folks. He targets, why you think he got a black woman? I hate even calling her that, because I don't consider her a black woman. But he got a black woman as his vice president. So he got the black vote and the woman vote in one swoop. Hallelujah. It wasn't nothing but a scheme. And then they want to say that, you know, Trump was racist. Let me tell you, that girl, Brittany Briner, that girl would have been home if Trump would have been in office. A lot of people, ASAP Rocky got in trouble when Trump was in office, and a lot of people don't know Trump got him home. He said, if y'all don't bring ASAP Rocky home, I'm gonna start a trade war with y'all. And they sent him home. Praise God. Trump did a lot of stuff that they downplay and they don't want us to know because they want him to be the bad guy. That's where we have to question when we look at the media. Because remember, in Jesus' time, if they had media, Jesus would have been the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't trust the media. When the media points and say this person is the bad guy, that might be the person y'all want to vote for. I say y'all because I don't vote because I don't know who's telling the truth or not. Hallelujah, praise God. I don't even try to use my discernment to try to figure it out. Hallelujah, praise God, because I all love lying. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But if I was to vote, I'd vote for the person nobody likes.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Because why don't you like this person? What is it about this person you don't like? What are they threatening? How are they threatening you that you don't like this person? I don't see nothing wrong with it. You notice before Trump ran for president, everybody liked Trump.
Yep.
He was a celebrity. He had a TV show. We loved to watch it. Then he ran for president. They pulled out an old clip where he said them four boys that they thought raped that white woman in the park in New York, he said they should be given the death penalty, and they called him racist because he said it. Not understanding, he's only saying it because he believes they raped that world in the park. Praise God. They made it racial. But everybody was saying that you need to kill them kids. They raped that girl in the park. Praise God. But because it was Trump, they made it racial.
Mm-hmm.
His wife ain't even white. Hallelujah. Praise God. His wife ain't white. They didn't say nothing they ain't say nothing until he ran for president. He cool with all the black people in the industry. Hallelujah. Until he ran for president. When he ran for president, why all his friends turned against him? I don't understand. Why I ain't never seen every award show that came on during election year was dedicated to voting against Trump. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to watch that, praise God, because we're going to be the ones on the other end of the scope in a minute, praise God.
Well,
hallelujah.
You know what? That's why they got him out of there, because Trump was against them homosexuals and stuff and against abortions and stuff, and that's why they got him. They had to get him out of that office.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they got him. Trump really won. He won the election, but they lied and said he didn't. But he won that election. And that's why they had to get him out, because he's a mouthpiece. Because he knew too much on them. He's ready to tell it. He's ready to tell some things. They say he was talking too much. Yep.
Amen. He got out there. He just was running his mouth. Fake news. That's fake news. That ain't true. That's fake news.
Even with this, I remember a guy showed me a video. He said, I caused them to give the money. That's why I put Trump in office, to release that money to my people. As soon when that line Biden's got in there, said he going to give it, he stopped the stimulus. I had to pay my stimulus back. You know that? I had to pay my stimulus back.
Wow.
I'm like, what? So it wasn't really they giving it to you. So a lot of people told me they had to pay their stimulus back. Yep.
Wow.
That $1,400, I had to file on my taxes. Yep. There's a lot of crooked stuff going on, but it's
been to get exposed. Yes, it is.
Exposed.
Amen. Amen.
Some of these black folks, they ain't black. They European. They white folks. That's why you can't trust them. You don't know who to trust with them, because they flick. They come looking like a sheep, but a wolf.
Mm.
You cannot trust them. They'll be your friend, and they really your enemy. I know a bishop told us a long time ago, the devil have the enemy set up for us. Bishop told us that a long time ago. And you have to watch. We have to really have our spiritual discernment on, because the devil set up people to come in our life to try to work against us. And I never forget that. They'll come in a form of godliness, but not deny the power within. That's how they are. They ain't got no God in them. They look like it. That's why you got to have your discernment on. You got to know it. That's why you got to be prayed up and stay in the word. That's what Bishop told him. That's what I've been doing since he told me that. And now I'm starting, now my discernment is keen. It's sharp. You can't fool me. Because what he said, I won't have you ignorant of the devil's devices. And that's why God is exposing these, he's exposing it to us. He's letting us see what's going on. A lot of people, they ain't got their eyes open. They just blind. I tell people stuff, Elder Andre, you should hear the things they say. Well, that ain't really going to happen. I said, well, you wait and see. Just sit. Just keep watching. Keep living. You're going to see it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what they say. That ain't going to happen. I said, well, that lets me know they don't read the word and they don't know the Lord.
They sleep.
Yeah, they sleep. And when it do happen, they're going to come running. God said, they're going to come running.
Yeah. Because the truth is so hard to believe. But the lie is so easy to believe. It's easy to believe everything is okay.
They rather believe the truth and a lie than the truth.
Like I keep saying, I don't know how we can keep believing. Like I posted the other day. I said, I see they captured these shooters. There's been a lot of mass shootings. I think that's because of the vaccine, but that's a different story. There's been a lot of mass shootings lately. But I don't know if the people they caught are the actual people because of the lies they've told me in the past about shooters. This was supposed to be the shooter, but that wasn't the real shooter that shot Martin Luther King. That wasn't really him. That wasn't really the real that shot John F. Kennedy. And now I'm supposed to believe, well, look, they had a history. That's the same thing you said about the other people. You said they had a history. You said they was crazy and they was loners and everybody said they was quiet. And so, I mean, how did they just one day decide to get up and start shooting people? So I don't know whether to believe them or not. I don't know if this is something
it's all a setup.
They could be doing this just to cause an uproar. And
yeah,
with the people.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
Because this is ridiculous. It's been too many. Ain't been this many mass shootings in a few months' time. Literally, 3 months. It's been like 4 or 5 mass shootings in the past 3 months alone. That ain't never. I don't remember that ever happening in history. Not in our country, at least.
But you know what? That's why the Bible tells us don't be moved by the things that's happening on this earth. We can't be moved about it because it's gonna happen. You got nuts out there, the devil. If you ain't serving God, you gonna get a reprobated mind, and it's a lie.
Amen.
I drive every day. You wouldn't believe the people don't stop at stop signs. They run the stop sign, and I'm looking like, God, thank you. Because I'm glad if you got me paying attention when they're not paying attention. A man today, he didn't even stop. He ran a stop sign. I blew him. He gonna throw his hand up. I said, just imagine if I was a big diesel, I would have killed him. Because he did not put on brakes, but he ran it. He just ran that light, and I was coming. And the Lord always let me see to slow down. Because there's a fool right there. Yep, and me and Monday, we was in the store. What store was in Monday yesterday, Monday? And the man, a Mexican guy, he had tatted all on his head. But see, you know, I'm not afraid. I don't care how bad you is. I'm from the old school. I'm an ex-gang banger. So you don't move me. I don't fear what man can do. I fear what God can do. He was inhaling some of that spray that you clean. You know, them sprays that you clean the you blow off the dust off your computer.
Oh yeah.
He was in McDonald's inhaling it what was that? Wendy's. Me and Ma standing there. He looking at me and he talking. You know, and God telling me, humble yourself. This was God telling me, Brother Andre, humble yourself. God know I will whoop him down. He don't know me. And he was just saying, you got something to say? And I, Lord said, be quiet because I know you will say something. Humble yourself. That's what he was telling me. The Holy Spirit was telling me, humble yourself. Because he don't know. I got to dial 5. I dial 7 numbers. That whole parking lot would have been full of gangsters. Mexicans and all, because I got a lot of Mexican friends. And he was just talking. I let him go on and talk. And the Lord said, get in your car and go through the drive-thru. Because he was ready to go off on the black boy behind the counter. I said, I see now the devil's in him. And he's spreading this.
He was talking mess to the boy. He was telling the boy, shut up. You speak, speak. He was just talking crazy to the boy. And I said, you know what I said? The blood of Yahshua. The blood. I started pleading the blood. And he shut his mouth. And I said, Mom, come on, let's get in the car. Let me do what I got to do, what the Holy Spirit telling me to do.
Correct language.
Yeah, because you know God will move you out of situations. And the Lord told me to get in my car. Me and my grandbaby, we got in my car, and we went through the drive-thru. So it's a fools out there. They out there. The devil's using their minds. Yep, and that fool was ready to act a fool up in that Wendy's. I said, Mom, let's kill him. Yep, and he was. You could tell a demon was on him. He looked just like a demon. He had it all on his face, head, and everything. He was just sitting there, just inhaling the chemicals right in their face. So it's kind of like Bishop told us last a year ago. Be careful where we go and who we around. And now I pay attention to that. I pay attention a lot now. Before I was like, you know, God got me, but you know what? We got to be on the low. We got to be looking out. We got to be paying attention. Our eyes got to be open.
Amen.
Because the enemy don't care about us. He's running around thinking who he may devour, so he could use anybody to come at us.
Yeah.
That's why every morning I get up and pray and pull down them strongholds, because I know these demons are out there. They are out there. They're out there working. The devil can't do that. He uses people. He uses his workers.
Yes. Yes. You ain't never lied. It's dangerous to cut somebody off in traffic.
Yeah.
Wow. It's dangerous to bump into somebody. You got to stay prayed up. These demons are out and they loose.
That's right.
They loose and they leaping. They leap. There's some leaping demons out there. You got to be careful who you get close to. Praise God. You got to make sure you got the blood of God over your life, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Yahshua. Hallelujah. Covering you, because these demons is leaping.
That's why I pray for you and Bishop. I pray for y'all because you know what? The devil don't want y'all to tell him nothing. He don't want you to speak the truth. So I pray every morning. I keep y'all covered. I keep you and your wife. I keep my granddaughter, Bishop, my grandkids. I keep your family. I cover every morning. I told Bishop, the Lord wake me up at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. I always pray for leaders. And that's what I do. I pray. I put y'all before God, and I ask God to put protection, to put a hedge of protection around y'all and y'all family, because that's what the devil want to come after y'all. When you speak the truth, the devil try to come after your family, come after you. When you speak the truth, he don't want the truth to be told. And then Bridget was telling us, we've got to be in prayer. We've got to be. I try to make that. I make it my life now to pray and get in the Word. I make it my lifestyle. I do that every day. I have to, because if I don't, soon you said, you notice if you pray and you go outside, things start happening.
Mm-hmm.
So when you done prayed up and you go out there, you feel covered. But when you ain't prayed, I don't feel covered. I have to go back in the house. Because when Bishop said, see God early, it's something about that early speaking. Something in it.
Amen.
God moves. I'm telling you.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank God for y'all, because you know what? Y'all good and faithful stewards. Y'all do what God tell you to do, and you're faithful at it. And I love that about y'all. Y'all come at it with the truth. You know, y'all ain't sugarcoating. Y'all bringing it. We're getting the top line.
Amen.
A lot of pastors, they're afraid to speak. They're afraid because the Illuminati got them. Got their hands. Mm-hmm. They got their hands tied. They can't do that because they sold their soul.
Mm.
So, see, that's a wonderful thing. When you can get the word top of the line, you get the best. And I just thank God for you and Apostle Curry and Elder Andre, and I thank God for y'all family. And I just tell y'all to be blessed. Keep doing what God called y'all to do. And don't let none stop you. Keep on keeping on.
Amen.
I love y'all folks. Love y'all family. And y'all just be blessed and be encouraged.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Jackie. Amen for those words of encouragement on tonight. Praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen. I know we really appreciate that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what we want to do. We want to give y'all the truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. And everybody ain't ready. That's why we gonna grow. I want to encourage my brother on tonight. Hallelujah. We gonna grow. Hallelujah. But everybody ain't ready.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Everybody ain't ready right now. Hallelujah. Amen. When they get ready, they'll be over here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because they're not ready to believe the truth.
Amen.
They're not ready to believe the truth. Hallelujah. You mean to tell me demons really exist? Yes, they do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Read your Bible. Praise God. If Jesus had to cast out a demon. Hallelujah. Praise God. We do it today. And we not cast them out because we don't believe they're there. So we allowing them to coexist with us. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise God. Well, we should be casting them out. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The man of God told us about the days of the week. We should be casting them demons out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You got to cast door out. Hallelujah. Amen. He got a hammer trying to slam it down on you on Thursday. You got to cast him out. Not today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got to put that thing up. Not today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Friday, you got that love God and she out on the loose, but you got to watch him too because, hallelujah, amen, love might come from the wrong direction. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to answer down too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Praise
we got to cut this Saturn down. Glory to God. It's the Sabbath day. This is God's day. This ain't no Saturn day. Glory to God. This day belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yahshua. Glory to God. I cast it down.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. This abortion demon, we cast that down. That is the God of Malik. Hallelujah. When they took the firstborn baby and cast it into the fire. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what they used to do with the fetuses. They would cast them into the fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on,
same process. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's why, hallelujah, they get so many babies after that because that's the fertility God. Hallelujah. Praise mm-hmm. God. You done sacrificed that one to get 1,000. Similar, hallelujah, amen, to what, was it Samuel mama did? Hallelujah, amen. I think that was Samuel's mama. Praise God. She took Samuel down there and gave him to God. She didn't put him in the fire. She gave him to God. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Praise God. They trying to mimic what we do with God by casting their children into the fire. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Praise God. Hey, man, people don't want to believe this stuff is real. Do you think these people on YouTube lying? Hallelujah. Okay, maybe a couple of them. But all of them, everybody, remember when they said, hey, man, that Whitney Houston was doing drugs? And they said, no, they lying. Whitney ain't doing, everybody lying? Everybody lying. Praise God. There's some truth somewhere. Glory to God. Somebody saw you do something. Hallelujah, praise God. They ain't lying about these mansion parties, hallelujah, and these rituals. It's not just in Hollywood. It's in the political set, too. It's in the world, too. Hallelujah. All this stuff exists. The devil is everywhere. You think God in that church. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You think God in that church. You better not pull that veil back. You might see some fine goods going back there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Maybe that's why it's so hot in the church. Okay, okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God ain't there. Remember when they told him, God told a veil when he was on the cross. So you can see. He ain't there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I ain't been there. I've been left. Glory to God. They've been lying. Glory to God. All of them. From the government on down, praise God. They all lying. The pastor lying. The bishop lying. Glory to God. They all lying. They all got that 501c3. Glory to God. They lying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They all in cahoots. That's the word I'm looking for. They all working together.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why, we got to come together, amen, and be independent, the children of God, Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Christian. I'm a child of God. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not this. I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm a child of God. I ain't on the left or the right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, my God. I just got revelation. They talk about that. The Democrats, the Republicans, the left and the right. Remember, Jesus said, don't look to the left, hallelujah, or to the right. Praise God, hallelujah. We got to stay focused on the prize, glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, like she said, them checks was good while they was coming in. Praise God. But now gas high. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Food high. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God, they burning down. If you do your research, they burning down. I'm sorry. Let me not say they burning down. food plants are burning down mysteriously. Praise God, hallelujah. So what does that do? That drives up the cost of food. Praise God, because now it's not in production like it should be, because there's not as many plants making it. That's why the sales are empty. They telling you it's a supply shortage. It's a supply chain thing. It ain't a supply chain. It ain't no supply. They ain't got no formula to feed the babies. Praise God. If you can't breastfeed, hey, man, your baby going to starve to death. Glory to God. And maybe you should be breastfeeding. You don't know what's in that formula. They just came out with that. Praise God. Since we've been alive. Hallelujah. If I'm not mistaken, they just came out with formula. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know it's 2022, but I'm 44. I'm kind of old. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's new. Hallelujah. They was breastfeeding babies. Hallelujah. Oh, man. But we got to watch that. We running out. Maybe we need to run out. Glory to God. Maybe that's why our kids acting the way they acting. Maybe they put something in that. See, we don't never think about what they could be doing. They got companies to regulate that. You know what the Bible say about that? It say, food is for laughter. Why make it merry? But money answereth all things. Elder, what that mean? That mean, okay, yeah, I regulate it. Praise God. But if you slip me a couple of million in my bank account, I look the other way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Just like they do with the drug industry. It's all a big game, praise God. That's why we got to stay prayed up. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight. Any more comments, any more questions, any more topics on tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. For everybody that called in, everybody that tuned in. Hallelujah. Out there on Blog Talk Radio, out there on, where you at? On YouTube, on Facebook. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you all. Praise God. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We encourage you. Praise God. To tune in tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow, 10 o'clock in the morning. Hallelujah, praise God. 10 o'clock Pacific time, 11 o'clock Mountain time, 12 o'clock noon Central Standard Time, and 1 o'clock in the afternoon, praise God, if you're on the East Coast. Out of the Mouth of God Ministries, our Seventh-day service.
Hey. Amen. Yeah. Are you there, Elder?
More what? You ain't get no more than that? Nope, you need a mother now.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You still there, Elder?
Hey, man, I'm sorry. My computer died on me. Bless the name of the Lord. But I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into your hands, and you can go ahead and give your final announcements and pray us out for the night, man of God.
Amen, amen. Amen. We had an awesome night tonight. Amen. And, you know, this year is the year of agreement. And God has been saying, as long as we stay in agreement, things are going to work in our favor. Amen. And the spirit of agreement is what allow God to move for us with no limitations. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we're thanking God tonight. Amen. Because even though the world might be getting more wicked, God is saying, if my people that are called by my name can humble themselves and pray, if we're going to make the difference. It's not what the world do. It's what we do. Because we are God's people. Come on here, somebody. What do Psalms 100 say all the time? We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so God is saying to us, we have the power. Let's not forget that the Lord got up with all power. Then he delegated that power to us through the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then gave us the Holy Spirit so we can produce fruit for him. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And so I'm thanking God on tonight. And I'm just thanking God for morning glory, because morning glory give us a chance to give God the first fruit of our morning. And he build our spirit up for the rest of the day. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so I want to encourage us. Yes, Lord, I feel your presence, God. I want to encourage everybody to get in the glory. Get in God's glory. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
The Bible says that he led them with a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
And while I have all you anointed saints online right now, you know what's going to separate us? I want y'all to get this in y'all spirit. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
Yeah.
What's going to separate us? Oh, somebody going to shout on this. God said what's going to separate us is that we're following the cloud and not the crowd. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Too many people are following the crowd, but God says, I'm not in the crowd, I'm in the cloud. That's why I got you looking up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So you don't miss your redemption. He was a cloud to them. And God says, when we get into glory, then that's when we're going to see the cloud. And the cloud is going to be over us to lead us and guide us. Somebody give God praise for the cloud. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you. That's what keeps us from being lost, y'all. It's the cloud.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
In the cloud.
The stomach said, early in the morning will I seek you.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to close it with this, y'all. There's nothing like giving God the first fruit of your morning. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
When you give God the first fruit of the morning, it counters everything that the devil has set against you for that day. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
That's why David said, early in the morning will I speak to you, O God. Come on here, somebody. Lord, before I close out, I feel something in the Holy Ghost. God is about to overturn some things, and he's getting ready to transition you because of you yielding to the instructions of the Holy Ghost. I don't know if you can hear me, man of God.
Amen. Amen.
In the Lord, I'm getting ready to bless you and your wife. Because you've been faithful over a few, but God says, I'm getting ready to make you ruler over many.
Oh, hallelujah. Wow.
See, the test was, how faithful can you be with the few?
Amen.
And he said, because of that faithfulness with the few, much is coming in your hands. Baba. So cool. Daraba.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you.
Hey! Ba ba ba.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God said, watch my payroll. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yeah, that's
cool. He said, they thought you wasn't working. No, you just wasn't working for them. Hey! Ba-ba-ba. Yada.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because there's nothing like being on God payroll. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Watch how they story getting ready to change. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
He said the money they was chasing ain't going to be nothing compared to the money that God going to give you. Come on here. Bye, bye, bye.
Come on.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said they want something to talk about. I'm going to give them something to talk about. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I see y'all being decked out. They're going to be wondering. They're going to be wondered. Hallelujah. You know that song that he's a wonder? Amen. In my soul, they're going to be wondering, how is they getting that? Hallelujah. How are they able to have that kind of, don't you worry about it. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, 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 yes,
yes. He said, everything I showed you, and First Lady, amen, in the vision, in the dream, amen, that's getting ready to come to pass. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, Lord.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And he said it's not going to be long neither. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
You know, old folks had a song, and the song was called Serving the Lord Will Pay Off After a While. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got to keep on serving him, though. Hallelujah. You can't just be serving him one day and then decide that you're not going to serve him all day. You got to stay faithful, Rabbi Sando.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And I hear the Lord say that he's getting ready to bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Somebody give God a...
Line muted.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey!
Thank you. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The wealth of the wicked.
Hallelujah.
Is laid up for the just. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
And God said the reason why he gonna give it to us is because we ain't scared to go get it. He said, I'm looking for somebody that ain't scared to go get it. See, we talk about it, but we won't go out and get it because we scared about Sunday.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes,
we intimidated by the giants. Amen. We scared of the giants. But the Lord said, I done found me somebody. I done found me some folk that ain't scared of giants. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
The Bible says that if you don't be afraid of the giants, they will be meat for you. Come on here, somebody.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's why David was able to become rich. Because he killed Goliath. I mean, he killed Goliath, and then he had all the wealth.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. He killed that giant.
Yes, he did.
His household was no longer in debt. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on.
All he had to do was kill a giant.
Yeah.
Our life is about to change, y'all.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Yes.
Man, God, I see us doing big things for the kingdom of God. I see me and you and our wives doing big things. I see the fellowship, the international, glory to God, the Commanding Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship doing big things. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Roger, we serve a big God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody
Hallelujah.
Give God another praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for what our ears have heard. We thank you, Lord, for speaking to us this night. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for there is none like you. Keep us faithful, God. Keep us, Lord, in your keeping power. Lord, we dedicate our life to you, our heart to you, our mind to you. Lord God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We decree and declare, Lord, be our eyes when we can't see, Lord. Be our ears when we can't hear, Lord. Be our heart, God, when we can't understand, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, and we bind every assignment and attack of the enemy, Lord God. Hallelujah. We take authority over him right now, and we decree and declare that Satan, you have no lot, no part in this matter of kingdom business. We thank you right now that we have all authority and power over you. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that you have no power, only the power that is given you, and we give you no power here. And Father, we thank you and we give you praise that you have all power in heaven and in earth. And we thank you, Lord. And we loose your power right now, God, to move on our behalf. We give you the praise, God, and the glory and the honor. Order in Yahshua, HaMashiach's name that we pray. Amen and amen. And Father God, bless our children too, Lord. Bless our children, God. Put a hedge of protection around our children, God. Let no hurt, Lord. Let no harm. Let no danger, Lord, come upon our children, God. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. And we give you praise. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Somebody shout the victory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I want to turn it back over to the hands of our dear, dear elder. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. God is good. Praise God. We thank God for today's service. Hallelujah. We thank God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. For the prophetic message. Hallelujah. Give it today. Revelation. Hallelujah. God is good all the time.
Praise
Hallelujah. All the time. Hallelujah. God is good. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. I know it's getting late. Praise God. But amen. Praise God. It's a Friday night. But Friday night, we didn't leave the club till after they closed. Hallelujah. Put us at the light on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We out of here, but I just want to say God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight. Amen. For everything that transpired, everything that happened on tonight. Praise God. We will see y'all tomorrow morning. Praise God. That's at 10 o'clock Pacific time. Hallelujah. 11 o'clock mountain time, noon time. If you're where I'm at, Central Standard, if you're on the East Coast, we'll see you at 1 o'clock out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah, ministries. We encourage you to call in. Hallelujah. We encourage you to get online with us, praise God, because you will be blessed. Amen,
yeah,
praise
amen.
God. So on behalf of First Lady and myself, on behalf of Apostle Curry and First Lady Curry, we love each and every last one of you. We invite y'all to have a blessed night to go with God, and we remind you not to forget to say your prayers and just see what God is manifesting in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all tomorrow morning on Out of the Mouth of God. Hallelujah.
Created from dust, you came and you lived among us. You took on a frame, you walked in a pain. Now you're taking us. Oh yeah, yeah. You stepped into time. Thank you. the grave. Oh, and not even death can shake us.
Can you testify, church?
Travel near or far.
Travel near.
Now raise it up.
Before
your glory.
Before your glory.
wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm safe.
Wanna be where you are.
Gotta be.
Gotta be where you are.
I wanna be where.
Wanna be where.
Tell them. mama.
I heard my mama crying. Yes, I gotta let her know. He's gonna wipe her tears away.
You are listening to the sound of a brother who should be dead right now. But I'm so glad God didn't give up on me. Hey, ain't too bad, he